Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, come on, let's have a moment. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, I mean, you really do have to get involved. You have to get informed. You have to engage. We cannot let them win. Keep saying that. We can't let them. You know who them are. You know, don't lock in. It's just Democrats. I mean, there's a lot of good Democrats. I know you're going to throw something at me, but there are. Look at, you're not listening, but my dad's a Democrat. Well, actually, many members of my family are Democrats. The sad part is they all vote Republican. It's nuts. I think what it is, it's just that they've been so long. This has been in their blood for so long. They don't think it's a big deal. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, what a big shout-out to Joey B. I want to thank him for gas prices in my neighborhood going to $6.99 a gallon. Sir, I think it is time to buy me a little gas-powered bike, you know? Although, I got to tell you, that ain't going to help either. Newsom, he's totally ignored your... How am I going to say this? He's totally ignored your rights as a human being. He's totally ignored your rights as an American. And frankly, he's totally ignored the limitations put on him by the California Constitution. He just doesn't care. Well, we already know this, though. So he wants to completely ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. The state can't even support this logistically. They can't. They don't have the infrastructure to support the electric cars, the electric, garden tools, whatever. Now, it was last summer, California was begging drivers not to charge their electric cars. Remember, I told you that. Because the power grid was overloaded, it was failing, and so on. So now they're talking about getting rid of all the gas. Small engine gas products, at first that's what they're talking about. Now they're talking about the big engine gas products as well. Now, regulators in California unveiled a plan to ban the sale of new gas cars by 2035. They think this is going to combat greenhouse gas emissions. A plan from California Air Resources Board calls for 35% of the new car sales in the state to be battery or hydrogen powered by 2026. The board will vote on the proposal in August. So, nothing go wrong with hydrogen either, right? Anyway, this is just amazing. Right, by 2026, they want to... So, who are you going to force? What if people don't want them? What if people can't afford them? Are you trying to buy an electric car? Do you know how much an electric car costs? Now, that order, if enacted, Right now, it represents the Democrats. I'll get what they want. Democratic California Governor Newsom. You know, he issued, what was it, back, he issued an executive order aiming to ban new gas and diesel vehicles by 2035. He did that back in 2020. Right? Newsom says, pull away from the gas pumps. Let us no longer be victims of geopolitical dictators that manipulate global supply. You mean like Joe Biden? Dude, come on. He's manipulating gas supplies. We've got enough gas. We've got enough of this stuff to last us well over 1,000 years in this country. So you want to no longer be political victims or geopolitical victims of dictators like yourself, Mr. Newsom? Open up the floodgates. Let us drill for oil. Let us produce oil. Let us produce natural gas. They're even talking about banning natural gas product sales here. Again, they want to go all electric. It doesn't work. We haven't perfected it enough to make it work. Sales of electric cars are rising in the state, representing roughly 8% of total sales. That's in 2020. It hit about 12% in 2021. So if they want to get to 35%, let me see, what was that? 35% by 2026. How are you going to do that? Really, how are you going to get that? I mean, look how the numbers are going up already. They ain't going up anywhere near fast enough to make it work. It's surprising that all the liberal bleeding hearts back the electric cars the way they do, because they're exactly the people who should be fighting against this revolution. Especially if they care so much about human rights and the environment, right? Ironically, it was Toyota's president, CEO Akio Toyoda, who raised the issue of the brutal realities of plug-in vehicles. He asked whether politicians understood where the electricity to power them actually come from. Good question, isn't it? Because they never think that deep. It's a good question. No one apparently wants to answer it, though. And politicians really don't. Well, it comes from the sun. We harness it in the solar panels and we shove it through the electric system. And there you go. These pension fund people, private equity men, they have no clue how they come up with this. Right? But this is so classic for these people. So classic. Natural gas. That's where the majority of the electric in this country is produced by today. So I'm going to see your host, Doug O'Farr. Stoney Smith joins me right after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Welcome back. Always appreciate your time with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, Joe at therealside.com. It is that simple. It ain't that hard to figure out. I can't make it any easier than that. Always appreciate your time with me, but let me bring her on. Always love having her on with me. Stop it. I haven't even started yet. Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate it, but she's with me with a lot of the issues of the day. I'm afraid to ask. How are you doing, Sonia?
You should be. The left has finally worn me down.
Oh.
My sweet, pleasant demeanor is finally, they have tapped it, they have stomped on it. I am sick of these people. Do you realize that we were already being terrorized by these people. But since COVID, and what are you talking now? 2.5, 3 years now? I don't even know what year it is. But it's being, we have had the thumb of them, their boots on our necks, their craziness, the insanity of what they talk about, what they do, what they've done. You know, the thing about liberals is they always talk about what conservatives want to do. There's no evidence of it. We can clearly talk about what they have done. They have infiltrated every part of our lives, no matter if it's how we can flush our toilets, how we can, what we can, what in California, you really found $6.99 per gallon gas? That's,
oh yeah, I mean that's almost a bargain, isn't it?
It's a bargain. It's such a deal. But it's like they get everything they want. They want us shoved into our homes, which is a large part of the whole COVID thing. They want us muzzled. They want us not being able to. They've got it. They got it, okay? They got it.
Nah, I ain't giving it to them. I am not giving it to them that easy.
$6.99 a gallon per gas. Trust me, I've been in my house for weeks because, like, there's no, I can't afford to use my vehicle.
Yeah, I hear you. I understand what you're saying, but I mean, again, we've got to beat them at their own game. We've got to start getting. What was the old saying?
What is their own game? We're not going to cheat. We're not going to go to the ballot boxes and do drop.
No,
boxes.
But you can beat a cheater. You got to work twice as hard. That's all. You got to get out. Look at. You've got to get out there and you've got to stick it in their faces and you've got to make sure, like right now, people are complaining about some of the things that are going on here in California. They go, okay, great. Get up there and vote them out. Change it. Sit around that ballot box. Put two people on each ballot box 24/7. And when you watch a guy walk up there, right, and he's got 25 or 30 ballots in his hand, snatch them out of his hand. Take them down to the county.
That's where I think it's we are now at that point. This ain't even about take camera videos because we've seen it. I don't know if you saw the new David Bossy movie about Zucker, you know, the Zucker infiltration.
I haven't seen that yet. No, I know which one you're talking about. Yep.
It's absolutely rigged 2020. And don't confuse that with they have a liberal way, rigged as well on YouTube. Don't get that one. Rigged 2020.
Yep.
And we have proof. We have video. We have people. I don't know if you saw the recent Charlie Kirk interview with people who had, they saw how many times people had gone to these drop boxes. Some in over 2,000 cases of people going to the drop boxes.
Yep.
I don't know how we win cheatery to that degree without doing exactly what you said. It's taking, just, you, it's got to, it's about to get
we
up.
We don't early. Have to do it illegal, but we need to get right up against that line. And like I said, if you got six people, I don't care what it takes. Two people standing around the boxes, three, four, five people. I want you to make it as uncomfortable for them as humanly possible.
Right.
Seriously.
Because they can only put in one at a time. So if there's five or six of us who will stand around and go, you put in one and leave.
That's right.
And they got to come back. They got to come back 50, 500 times, whatever it was.
Within 5 miles of my home, there is a drop box from 2020.
Okay? Uh-huh.
I'm not joking. I'm 2020. Still sitting there. Why is it still sitting there? It was supposed to be picked up on Election Day or the day after Election.
They're not going
to
do it. We don't. Oh.
I know they're not going to do it. You know?
But we're not either. Joe, I'm so sorry. I'm not kicking off Friday very well, am I?
That's all right. I'll work it out.
I would be more joyous. But you know what?
Didn't you take that biblical citizenship class? What did you learn from that? You got to fight, right?
Oh, not only did I learn that we have to fight, but you better get the manpower behind you to fight.
Yep.
These people are playing dirty, and they've been playing dirty for a long time. They have got their hooks sinked into our system, and when we try to bring up the Constitution, they don't care nothing about the Constitution.
No.
You know?
They don't even
so
know what it is. Yeah.
They don't even know that it's a breathing, living, leaving, breathing, walking, talking document to them. And they want to do away with it, like Obama and his cronies said, it doesn't go far enough. Well, now you know what he means by that.
I'm going to tell you something else, too. You're probably going to slap me around, but I'm going
to
say it anyway.
I would love to.
I know you'd love to slap me around. It would make you very happy. I got it. So,
very happy.
I told you what happened the other day at an official meeting, and It's funny because I go to these events now and I'm looking for Asians, I'm looking for Hispanics, and I'm looking for the black community. Where is the black community? Because on the Dem side or the left side, they fill the rooms, okay? But on the right side,
of course they do.
It's crickets. Where are they? If they really are conservative, if they really believe in these things, if they really believe that their children are being taken advantage of, they've got guys like myself and others that will fight with them or fight alongside them. Hello?
Joe.
Hello?
Hello, lady! Joe, a few weeks ago I sent you, maybe it was a text, and I said, I am heartbroken that most of the women that you see that are fighting for Marxism, communism, Disney, pedophilism, if that's a word.
Yep.
Why are they black? Why are they black women? And I, you know what,
that's
I was
a good
thinking,
point.
It breaks my heart. So if you're saying, well, why is it that we're not on that side, but we come out for the other side? There's something that happened. I don't know what it is. But there's something that happens that black women are more inclined to fight for Marxism and LGBTQRSism and all this. Now, I don't know. I'm on my walk and I'm by myself and, you know, I'm talking to myself. But does this have to do with the left removing men from our lives, incarcerating men at a higher rate? I don't know if we have just been so manless for so long or so relationshipless for so long that we look for something else where we can have and you know, we've risen in our education and college and our careers and this.
Yep.
Where do we mate? Where do we love? Where do we feel a camaraderie?
Hang tight. I'm going to make your blood pressure rise again. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Done it is written.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky thinks the world should be prepared for the possibility that Russian President Putin could order a tactical nuclear strike against Ukraine. This as CIA Director William Burns was addressing a crowd at Georgia Tech on Thursday. Burns talking about Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and he calls out China's silence on the invasion.
A silent partner in Putin's aggression, Xi Jinping's China is our greatest challenge. In many ways, the most profound test that CIA has ever faced.
Confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinians have resulted in 6 deaths this week in the West Bank. The Israeli army saying it will deploy more forces to the West Bank to step up against suspected terrorists. Israel saying they plan to bar Palestinians from entering the area this weekend. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television!
We are back. Joe Mazzu, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Before you get rolling, people, head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Remember, use promo code Joe on the way out because you get a nice discount. I know a guy that'll give you a nice discount. So on your way out, just use promo code Joe. I'm telling you, pillows, blankets, pillowcases, sheets, all kinds of stuff that you can get your hands on. It's all guaranteed. The beauty behind it is you'll save 50 to 60% depending on the product. Right, I'll make a few bucks. We'll keep people working. Mike Lindell will be able to keep supporting people like me. It truly is a win-win all the way around. So I don't know what you're waiting for. You know what I mean? Sonia. And Sonia.
Great
you got,
product.
You got some sheets. Well, not his sheets.
I got some sheets. And they're wonderful. I don't know what makes them so wonderful. I was talking to somebody about that the other day. They're special. They do feel great. I don't know what it is. But and also to help a patriot who's going out on the line and spending his own money. It's just, you got to support that, especially for the price that he's offering right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, you're exactly right. I mean, he does on a regular basis. He steps out to protect our butts, you
he's
know,
a warrior.
And he's spending mega bucks doing it.
Where are the patriots who are this poor man, you know, and it just shows us how shallow the left is they make fun of him because of the way he talks or his education, or they even make fun of the fact that he was a drug addict. I mean, it's without looking at that story and going, wow, this guy was a drug addict and look what he's doing now and helping other people. That peels the veil off of the left right there.
Right.
It shows you who they really are.
But think about where he's got, right? From zero, from a drug addict, truly, he called himself a functioning cocaine addict, right?
Rock bottom.
To where he is today. I mean, you guys have got to get his book. Matter of fact, if you order a product from him, he sends you a free copy of his book. So
y'all ought to read it because he's not doing what he's doing what most of us can't do and aren't willing to do. So the least you can do is buy a doggone sheet.
We should be supporting each other. We should be supporting each other. No questions about it. It's just nuts.
Now, Joe, I'm getting a text saying that people can't hear us. Both of our audios are low. I don't know.
Well, maybe they need to plug in their.
I already asked that question. Is your sound high? But anyway,
let me ask those people in the chat room because you know they're pretty smart.
Okay, good.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Hear.
There you go.
H-E-R-E.
Well, you might be a little soft, you know, but I'm not. I'm
never. Trust me. I am never soft.
So
I'm an angry, loud black woman tonight. I don't know if you can say that. Is that politically correct?
You can say whatever you want. I'm the one who'll get in trouble for those things.
Trust me, I'll be a sellout the minute I open my.
Let's talk about this because I really want to get. When I talk about this stuff, I inevitably always get somebody who sends me an email and says, Joe, you know, yeah, you're not a woman, you're not black, you're not this, you're not that. Why are you talking about these issues that you don't know anything about? It's okay. All right. No problem. I got the experts I can bring on to deal with this. So an elected official, a black woman in our neighborhood, elected official, put out, I don't know if it was an email or a tweet or whatever, just really feeling that the best thing that happened was the black female that was originally recently nominated and confirmed for, you know, the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a professing Christian. And so a group of people came up during one of the meetings and talked about how disappointed they were that she would hold this woman in such high esteem and being a professing Christian, being a black woman, and so forth and so on. So, you know, my thoughts, and some of the things, some of the comments that I was reading and thinking about is, first of all, as a Christian, and I know you're going to get a bunch of people going, oh, about separation of church and state, just shut up, right. It doesn't exist. Okay,
oh, come on.
But as a Christian, you still have a basis, a foundation by which you make decisions. So if you're trying to get somebody in a position of authority to rule over you, in essence, you should have a Christian basis by which you make your decisions. So what's the cause for celebration? This quote-unquote significant accomplishment for an African-American woman or minority could give inspiration to our younger generation. Think about that in and of itself, right? A lot of black kids are told that they can't succeed because they're black. They can't do this. They can't do that. And here you have a black woman that has made it to the Supreme Court. I wish they felt the same way when Justice Thomas was put on there. Right? But she has taken a stance that, first of all, she doesn't know when life begins. For all intents and purposes, that morality or religion has no place in the public square. Right? It has no role. You ready for this one? It has no role to play in determining whether a law is just or moral. She clearly believes that man doesn't need to depend on God to handle anything. And if you really think about this, even Martin Luther King, who came out, he said, listen, a just law is a man-made code that squares with moral law or the law of God. An unjust law is a code that is in our harmony with the moral law. So to put it in terms of St. Thomas, an unjust law is a human law that is not rooted in eternal law and natural law. It's God's law. That's what a just law is. Anyway, back to the original thing, which is here you have all these young black girls that are looking at this and all excited. And yet, from a Christian perspective, if they're Christian kids, what about these other things? Do they not count?
Well, boy, there's a lot in there, Joe.
That's all right. I'm just going to sit back and let you talk for a little bit.
Holy moly. I should have been taking notes, but your last statement was about, do black girls look at this black woman and gather inspiration if they're Christian? Well, first of all, they've been removing Christianity out of our schools and our society for so long. I don't know that how many of them are Christian, and I don't know that many of them understand how Christianity and the Bible connect with the Constitution and what our leaders are supposed to be promoting. So, no, I think that what these kids have been taught for the past at least 40 years is color and gender matter more. They trump. So, will they take inspiration from this? I suppose, but what is that? You know, the fact of the matter is black girls aren't doing so bad in terms of what we're doing in our careers or colleges, and we're doing much better than black males. So if they take inspiration from this, yeah, but I don't know how. I don't know what happened after the Obama administration. I was told by my black friends that because we have a black president, that was supposed to be inspiration. But what we saw was anger, and we didn't have enough, and burning and looting, and the police being shot. And so I'm not sure that that whole example thing really, I don't think that that really works. Otherwise, Obama wouldn't have been president. Wouldn't he have needed a black president before him? Of course, you know, that number that you throw up about black female judges, I had no idea that that was there. That's a number that's very suppressed. So shouldn't we have already been inspired? Well, yeah, if that maybe if that number had been exposed, but
you just, that's right. You just said it a minute ago. You didn't know. Well, there's a lot of things we don't know because we're doing our day to day life, and I get that. But you know, like anything else, you sit there and you think to yourself, okay, if I'm being of the Italian persuasion, you know, when Scalia made it on, you know, there were a lot of Italians that were very excited that.
That's great, but you know what I said when Obama. Yes, of course. Okay, my mother, we just had her 99th birthday last weekend.
Wow.
Can you imagine what she has seen over the years?
Oh,
so
yeah.
To see a black president for the first, that is, I get it. I get it as a black person. Doggone it, I wish that it hadn't been Obama and I didn't have to come out and go, do you guys understand who this person is? Forget he's black. Forget what, let's talk about who he is, what his character is, what he stands for, what his policies are. And that really, it was problematic for me to have to do this to the first black president, but I had to be honest about who he is, not what color he is, what gender he is.
Yeah. It's sad that we've gotten to that. And again, you know, this administration is all about those, you know, gay, lesbian.
This has been a long time coming.
Yeah, I know. All right, so when we come back from the break, I am really going to get your blood pumping.
Oh,
you know, you won't have to work out for days when I'm done with you. So I'm with your host. Don't go far. Coming up after the break.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Listen. If you can't hear, you think it's too low, stick a finger in your ear and pull the wax out. Okay? Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Sonya Smith joins me as she does every week, kind of kick the party off, if that's what you want to call it anyway. What? You don't look very
I'm
party.
I'm a terrible party girl tonight. I'm just terrible because I'm miserable. Okay. I'm sick of liberals.
Liberals? Liberals.
Yes,
I'm with you. I don't like liberals either.
Those are my relatives. You talked earlier and you said that you had some Democrat friends and they were, you know, just mildly misunderstood or whatever. I thank God I don't have any Democrats, liberals, or leftists as friends, but they are in my family, and I have to deal with them, and we avoid the conversation.
Just smile all the time.
No, we do. We avoid the conversation, but you know what? But I'm living the repercussions of their votes and their ideology, their beliefs, so it's really hard. It's really hard for me to just smile and get along to get along.
I'm putting
$7 worth of gas a gallon in my car to have to go visit these.
Well, just pick up your phone and say, tell your sister thank you. Your vote is making it hard for me to visit you more often.
She says, well, don't you want to travel? Today we were talking. Don't you want to travel? I'm like, oh, There ain't no place to travel to.
That's funny. and if you could even get there, how much does it cost to get there? I mean, it costs almost as much money to get to the airport from where we live as it does to fly on a plane to go somewhere.
That's so funny. That's true. But right? I wanted to go to Sacramento this upcoming week for the rally. For if your people don't know this already, if your listeners don't know this, California is trying to instate a bill that will kill children, and I forget the perinatal.
Yeah, I covered that last week, but I got to tell you something. Go ahead.
So the as pertains to what we're talking about the gas prices. So I wanted to go up next week, be part of the rally. Now, Sacramento, for those of you who don't know, is a 5-hour drive from where I live. Well, by plane, it's $700.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
Holy
my grandson.
Well, it cost you that much in gas, though.
I know. I'm doing the math. And the fact that I can't drive for 5 hours straight anymore, God bless me. But my grandson goes, well, how much is the ticket? And I said, $600 more than it should be.
Round trip up there, if you ordered it 2 weeks in advance, round trip up there was like $150 max.
And max?
Yeah. Yeah.
No. I started looking for this ticket 2 weeks ago when my pet Jack Hip started talking about it.
Oh, my God.
And I did it last week, and it was 700. It started off at 500. Now it's 700.
Well, weren't we going to build some bullet train that was going to get us there like in 90 minutes?
No. That was going to go to nowhere.
Yeah. but wait a minute. It would have been less money to go nowhere, though. If you're looking for the bargain, there it is.
Go nowhere for half the cost.
All right, so strap your seatbelt in. You ready for this?
Yeah.
And this just infuriates me. Dozens, and when I say dozens, I mean almost 20 different universities now, are having segregated graduation ceremonies.
Of course.
Now, they're based on race, gender, or sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
That includes, Colorado University, Ohio State, Harvard, Illinois, North Texas, there's a whole bunch of them here. And the bad part about it, and when you really expand it, they're broadening it to be black, Latino, Asian. Now, not black, Latinos, and Asians at the graduation. Blacks, they'll have their own. Latinos will have their own. Asians will have their own. American Indian will have their own. LGBTQ will have their own. Oh, and by the way, Chicanics and Latinx will have their own. Along with LGBTQ plus disabled. How many graduations are you going to have? Go ahead, say it. Look, I can see it on your face. It's running all around your lips. Go ahead.
Okay, the serious answer, the serious response to that is that if you know anything about Marxism and the direction that they are trying to take this country to, that all makes sense. All right? It sounds crazy to us, and we want to talk about... But the division that they're doing is all part of a plan. If we're not Americans, it's just like when black people were hyphenated Americans, we're African Americans, even though none of us have any affiliation with Africa, it's all to segregate us. It's all so we can look at each other and hate each other and blame each other and say each other is the problem for their own life. So this is not surprising to me. It's surprising to me that it happens so fast because those whole black dormitories, I mean, there's always been sort of black dorms because they were allowed in white dorms, years ago. But, that's evolved now to graduations, and now we have, why would you, I don't understand it.
But it goes back to my original question to you. There's a lot of old-time black folks out there that know what Martin Luther King did, that know what that movement was all about, very much agreed with the move. Where are they?
Well, but I think when your grandmother goes to your graduation, your all black graduation, I think that even they might be convinced that this is progress. They don't connect that. They don't connect that up to division because that whole thing is insidious. This whole divisiveness is under the radar. We think that it's kind of, you know, I think the majority of people and the woke white people who are doing all these ceremonies, which I don't even understand how that's cost effective to do all that. But they think they're doing a good deed. So I think that when, like my mother, I mentioned earlier, she's 99 years old.
Oh,
and
God.
Somebody, somebody black is going to a college graduation, and they're all, when you see the sea of black people, you're going, oh my gosh, this is progress. You don't connect that up to this is a part of the BLM Marxist, you know, leftist plan to split our country up and cause us to go at each other's throats. You don't see the deeper. Nobody looks deeper. I shouldn't say nobody, but the majority of people don't. You know?
Yep.
I would want everybody to say, listen, if I gathered enough grade point average to graduate college, I want everybody to see me. I'm not trying
to... I'm saying the same thing. It's kind of like, look, so look, you know, you let's just say you got a group of friends and you've gone to this Texas A&M or wherever, and, you know, maybe you have two friends that are gay or lesbian, you have another friend that's from me, I have two buddies that are black, an Asian person. I go through this whole list. I want to graduate with them. They probably want to graduate with me.
So
we went to the same classes. We're friends. We went out and got drunk together. We threw up on each other.
So why aren't the kids going, uh-uh, this ain't what we want? Why do you...
I would love to ask them, where are you at? Why is it okay? Why are you good with this? That's a great point. You know?
We have made relationships, I guess. I mean, maybe the left has done their work so well that they're not having relationships with people outside their group. I don't know.
No, wait a minute. It could be possible, right?
Anything's possible with the left. Did we think that they were going to be having drag queen story hours? Just
no,
10 years
ago. When people heard it for the longest time, Sonia, they didn't even believe it. They didn't really believe it was going down. It was a...
We said that. But then that's how it starts. It starts off with, can't people love who they want to love? Well, who can fight? Yeah, you can love them. But we knew that it was going to evolve into something else. We even talked about pedophilia. We talked about, and here we are with people who are close to our children on a daily basis for the more time than we get to spend with our children.
That's true. That's the scary part. I don't think people really get the fact that their kids are 8 hours a day on a campus with teachers and their friends and their friends. You know, a lot of these kids are pretty immature, and a lot of their friends will go along with the teacher, go along with what's being said because they don't want to be singled out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just amazing to me.
And here we are. I am the predictor of bad news, so I saw it coming.
I guess I was a little bit more optimistic of thinking that people would step up and do something, anything, you know. But
the message is,
won't do that again, will I? Go ahead.
I won't do that again. But I think that the message is very confusing because the left tells you if you don't go along with their insane demonic thoughts that there's something wrong with you, and you know our churches got woke and they got, you know, they're also getting money from the government, so there's only so much they're gonna say. So, you know, the left has convinced a lot of people that if they don't go along with it, they're in the wrong.
Yep. Back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.